Welcome to CT Expert Insights. When your business needs expert advice on compliance issues, you can count on us. We provide tips, tools, and strategies to help you at every stage of your business's life cycle.
Hi, I'm Greg Corumbus. Our guest this week is Alexis Brackel, Senior Manager in Business Licenses in Governance and Risk Compliance at CT Corporation. She joins us today to talk about the critical importance of compliance when it comes to business licenses, specifically for construction businesses. And Alexis, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Let's start with the big picture here and explain for our audience why compliance is so important, particularly when it comes to construction business licensing.
Construction is a highly regulated industry, and the business licenses that you will find associated with construction companies are really there and designed to protect the consumers, because this is an industry that is in your home, it's in your business, they're touching consumers every day. So states and local municipalities really want to make sure that they're protecting the consumer more than anything with their license regulations for construction companies. If a construction company is not compliant with all of their license requirements in any given jurisdiction, we have seen penalties in the range of a few thousand dollars up to tens of thousands of dollars, really depending on the size of the company and also the amount of work that your construction company is potentially doing in that specific location or in that state. We have also seen penalties against responsible parties in the form of jail time. So something as severe as jail time can also be a potential penalty. So these are just some of the reasons why it is so important for construction companies to be fully compliant with license requirements.
Well, that's a really good point, Alexis. Massive fines and jail time should provide some pretty good incentives for business owners to comply, even if it's not the most fun task in the world. So let's turn now to looking at some of the different scenarios that construction business owners might find themselves in. First of all, if you're expanding, what are the important things to have on your checklist then?
Yeah, so there's really a couple things to keep in mind if you're expanding to new locations. One is really the lead time. That's going to be the first thing you want to keep in mind. So having a few months' notice is going to be crucial. And there's two different reasons for that. First, you obviously need to have time to work with a trusted partner to conduct research of exactly what license requirements you are going to see in that state and any local municipalities that you are bidding on that new work in. So while a lot of the contractors' licenses specifically are regulated at the state level, you're going to run into some here and there that are actually regulated at the local level. And in addition to those contractor-specific licenses, you're also going to have local level, just basic business license requirements that are really required just for having the pleasure of conducting business or operating on that job site within a city's limits. So that's the first. The second thing to keep in mind that's really crucial for having enough lead time, I'd say at least a couple months lead time would be ideal, if at all possible, is that once you know which requirements you are faced with, you then need to proceed with obviously obtaining those licenses and having them approved and issued by the filing authorities. So with contractors' licenses, they are a little more complex than some other industries. Not only are they time consuming, but there are a lot of very specific requirements that need to be met in order to even have that contractor license application submitted for review to the filing authority. A few of those requirements can be fingerprint or background check requirements. You're going to see probably a lot of authorities asking for company financial statements, depending on specific reporting periods. You'll also run into jurisdictions that are going to ask you for surety bonds, and the amount of those surety bonds will vary by jurisdiction. So again, making sure that you're working with a trusted partner that can not only help notify you of the potential requirements that you're going to need to have ready to go, So you can get those obtained and ready ahead of time, but then also help navigate you through the process of really compiling that application, getting all of those requirements in place and ready to go, and submitting them to the filing authority. The last thing I would say about those initial contractor license applications is that you're going to need to have a qualified party listed on the application. And while that may sound so easy, it's really not. It's a little more complex than that and a little more detailed. So an individual that you're going to list as a qualified party not only needs to have a certain amount of work experience, typically, maybe ranging from 4,000 to 8,000 hours of work where they were on a job site with a licensed contractor in their specific classification. But also they need to have passed an exam for that jurisdiction before they can even submit an application to be a qualified party and then be listed on your company level contractor license.
Alexis, let's talk about existing locations now, because there might be the temptation to conclude, well, I've already set up shop. I was complying when I established my business in this location, so I don't need to worry about that anymore. But the rules can change. So how do you stay on top of that?
Yes, regulations can always change. Authorities can really change their statutes or regulations at any time without providing any notice. So it's really important that you have a trusted provider that you're working with and partnering with every day to make sure that as those regulations or statutes may change, you're being kept in the forefront of those changes that are occurring to make sure that you don't fall out of compliance unknowingly.
So in addition to what could be happening with your physical locations, there could be internal changes going on as well, whether it's being bought out, merging, what have you. How does that process impact whether you're in compliance with the proper business licenses on the construction side?
Yeah, so we run into this a lot. And what we typically see are that most companies, not all, but most companies, when they think about undergoing a large organizational change, such as a name change or a potential merger or acquisition that may be coming down the pipeline, they really only consider that change and what needs to be done or what that means for their Secretary of State level registrations. However, it's crucial to know that any change really that's made at the Secretary of State level on those registrations also needs to be updated or changed on any business licenses as well. And that is the same for any state level licenses, the contractor licenses, or local level, city or county level basic business licenses.
What kind of help is out there, specifically with CT or with other experts, to help guide folks through this if this is not an area that they feel especially comfortable with?
Yeah, there is a lot to know and a lot to be aware of before you jump into a large organizational change. So you really want to make sure that you're working with a partner or have a solid plan in place internally to ensure that you're kind of navigating through the change and are aware of all the obstacles and challenges that you might face along the way beforehand. I would definitely suggest conducting research with a trusted partner or having somebody in-house that does that research for you up front, so before this change is undergone. If your company is just undergoing a pretty simple name change, a lot of times we will see that the licensing authorities will allow you to amend or update an existing license just by virtue of kind of submitting an amendment to that license, if that makes sense. Even later, the jurisdiction notifying them of this change. Other times, if you're undergoing a larger organizational change, let's say a name change that was because of the result of a merger, or an acquisition, or a merger acquisition without a name change at all. If your FEIN number is changing, most jurisdictions, I would say probably 8 or 9 out of 10, are actually going to require you to obtain a completely new license and then also cancel your previously existing license. So it's not going to be as cut and dry as just making an amendment to an existing license. And if you do submit your paperwork incorrectly, not only are you kind of going through all that time and effort for what will end up being a rejected filing by the authority, but you're really wasting time when potentially you may have a grace period of 30 days from when your Secretary of State filing was made to when that same change needs to be reflected on your contractor license or on your local level business license. So you kind of do have a little leeway, depending on the jurisdiction, again, because not all are going to give you that same grace period. But those that do offer the grace period, if you are not meeting the requirements and don't have the proper filings and requirements in place within that time period to have that new license issued or updated, then you're again allowing yourself to fall out of compliance with that authority and opening yourself up to those same fines and penalties that we discussed earlier.
Yeah, good place to close on, Alexis, because while any business owner has a lot on their plate, construction business owners especially, making sure you don't get bogged down with some of those severe penalties is obviously very critical. So your advice today, I'm sure, is very helpful to much of our audience. Thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Alexis Brackel, Senior Manager in Business Licenses in Governance and Risk Compliance at CT Corporation. I'm Greg Corumbus, and for more information on this topic, please call CT at 844-787-7782.
With 125 years of experience, CT is here to help you at every stage of the business lifecycle.